In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. The responsorial psalm today, Psalm 95, is one of the most beautiful and most famous in the entire book of Psalms. It is an invitation to praise God, and priests and religious say it the first thing every morning at the beginning of the divine office. The psalmist draws a contrast between the greatness of God, who made the earth and the sea, and all who dwell in them, with the grumbling and discontent of human beings, who do not appreciate all that God has done for them. Specifically, he refers to an incident in the book of Exodus, when the Hebrew people, who were wandering in the desert on their way to the promised land, complained to Moses about the lack of water. Moses prayed to the Lord, who told him to strike a rock, and water flowed from it. The people's thirst was quenched, but the Lord was angry because they did not have faith in him. And therefore the place was called Meribah, which means quarreling, and Massa, which means testing. Because the Hebrew people, who had seen the great works of the Lord, such as the parting of the Red Sea and the revelation of the law on Mount Sinai, still did not trust in God, but complained against him and put him to the test. Well, that's a great story, but how does it relate to our lives today? We, like the Hebrew people, are wandering about in the desert of this world, and we too are on our way to the promised land, the kingdom of heaven. Has God also done great things for us? I should say so. The Hebrew people passed through the waters of the Red Sea, dry shod, but we have been immersed in the waters of baptism. We have been born again and are now living that new life, which is the supernatural gift of grace, to be freed from the yoke of original sin and to live as sons and daughters of Almighty God. And the Hebrew people were given the Mosaic law to live according to God's commands. But we have been given something far greater. We have been given God himself, Jesus Christ, who is God made human, God incarnate. Through the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord, we have been redeemed from sin and death, and the way to heaven has been opened for us. But are our hearts hardened like those of the ancient Hebrews? Well, how many of us wake up every day giving thanks to God for his wonderful works? How many of us complain because we do not have enough money, or because of poor health, or because of our parents, or our children, or our jobs, or 100 other things for which we blame God? How many of us look out the window at the sea and the sky and the stars and thank God for the wonders of his creation? How many of us look at our spouses and families and friends and all those around us and say, what a piece of work is a human being. Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thank you, Lord. How many of us look around at the grass and trees and birds and animals and the great sea creatures and thank God that he has made this earth and all that is in it for our instruction and delight? And above all, how many of us thank God for the gift of his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? How many of us thank him for his presence in the Eucharist and in the confessional and in the sacraments of marriage and ordination and the anointing of the sick and dying? The presence of God, the call of his love, is all around us in everything we see and think and do. If today you hear his voice, and how can you not hear him, for he is everywhere? If today you hear his voice, open your hearts and respond to his call with love and generosity and gratitude. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.